Born in Manna by Rufus Parker, May 3rd, 2024. Which baptism formula is correct? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and verse 20. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 41. Today's more so. One of the biggest divisions in the church is the method of baptism. Some say that you should be baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, while others cite that it should be in the name of Jesus Christ. But to answer this question, since both Matthew and Peter were both apostles of Jesus Christ, we need to ask if one of them got it wrong. Luke, which was not one of the original apostles to Christ, wrote, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which was most surely believed amongst us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Luke chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. And at the end of his gospel, he writes, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you are witnesses of these things. Luke chapter 24, verse 44 through 48. So we see a pattern established by Jesus to his apostles, that they were to teach repentance and remission of sins in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. So if this is the case, then we must look for the pattern to see if they obeyed the command. Keep in mind that the gospel only teaches us about the life, the death, and the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And we also see his teaching instructions to his disciples. Luke, who is also credited as being the author of the book of Acts as well, throughout this book, revealed that all those who were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And this same pattern is established by Paul in his epistles to the churches. So did Matthew get it wrong? No. When you read through Matthew's gospel, he has already explained to his audience in the first chapter that Jesus Christ was the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and he is the name that fulfills those titles, Jesus. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 25, 1 through 25. So not only did they all baptize in Jesus' name, but they also all endorsed that this is the only name whereby we can be saved. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Acts chapter 19, verse 4 through verse 6. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you have believed? To make it simple and clear, we are to be baptized in Jesus' name, and we are promised the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is evident by speaking in other tongues. God is not the author of confusion. He does not leave us doubting our salvation. Sing this song with me today. I'm so glad that I've been buried in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. I'm so glad that I've been buried in the name of the Lord, since the name of the Lord has been revealed. Thought for today. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4, chapter 12, verse 12.